Greetings, this is Amy Showalter with The Engagement Edge, and I want to talk today about your personal PAC and advocacy persuasion quotient, also known as your PPPAQ, something like that. So at one of our recent Innovate to Motivate community meetings, we were talking about presentations and so forth, and someone said, gosh, you know, when I get up in front of a group to do a presentation, you know, I can do it, but I don't feel great about it. However, when I'm talking to somebody one-on-one, they always contribute to the PAC. I can always get them engaged in the PAC, which I think is terrific. So she obviously has a high persuasion quotient, and we want to leverage that. And I've had conversations similarly with professionals in the PAC and advocacy world who were able to dissuade people from discontinuing a PAC contribution or giving another try to their advocacy engagement. So they're preventing this attrition in their programs. So we need to not neglect that persuasion quotient that we have in person. We can't neglect that. Our proprietary client research and the scientific literature supports that approach in terms of the odds that someone will contribute to a PAC based on whether they've had a personal conversation or not. The percentage odds vary from client to client, of course, but it's always really high. So you're going to have much more success that way. However, what's interesting to me about it is that so few organizations emphasize that. And number two, that the PAC and advocacy staff don't take credit for it when they do it themselves, So I want you to think about the times that, and I'm going to give you, I'm your new best friend here today, because I'm going to give you some metrics that you need to be including in your reporting relative to your advocacy and PAC recruitment. And that would be these three things. Number one, who have you converted to become first-time PAC contributors, first-time advocacy participants, particularly with advocacy where they're at that higher level, they're a key contact, they're someone who has a relationship with an elected official, because we know they can make more of an impact than the general grassroots volume type, scattershot type engagement. So who have you converted to become first-time members? Number two, who have you persuaded, this relates to PAC, how many people have you persuaded to increase their PAC contribution by dint of your persuasion quotient, by your conversation? And number three, who have you dissuaded from dropping their PAC membership? Who have you retained? Who have you convinced to stay in your advocacy program as a key contact? Isn't it interesting that we give credit to our PAC recruiters, our PAC peer-to-peer fundraisers, when they accomplish these things? We make sure that we give them credit for being very persuasive and doing this on their own. However, you're doing it as well, and you need to take credit for that. This is Amy on The Engagement Edge.